Tell Me a Story. It's a show about you. Now here's your host, astrologer Deborah Silverman on Empower Radio.
Here we are on Empower Radio with Deborah Silverman. I'm not just an astrologer. We have to fix that. I'm also, what am I? I'm a psychotherapist. I'm an astrologer and a psychotherapist. It's quite the combination. Today's show is called Tell Me a Story. And you get to call, and I'm going to give you the phone number. It's 248-809-3075. And everyone gets to call in and get a free reading, because my whole practice, it's true what I said at the beginning of the show, it's all about you. And it's about psychology and astrology. And the more that I can assist you to understand you, the quicker we can get this planet going right. Hasn't it been the weirdest week? The sun and the moon today are in Scorpio. Mercury is in Scorpio. And there's definitely Neptune's in Pisces. There's four planets in water. But it's definitely a wonky time. I was in a yoga class this morning, and the teacher turned to me, and there's like 40 people in the room. She was like, Deborah, what is going on? It's been 2 weeks of ridiculousness. And it is true. It's almost like relationships and communications. And you know how cycles go up and down? There's waves to life. Right now, we're on one of those funny waves. It's like the energy slightly off. How many of you are feeling it? So it's good, because astrology lets us have permission to not feel so bad. On the other hand, we don't want to make excuses, because the spiritual practice of this lifetime is how to keep our awareness on and not slip into the victimization or the complainer or the whiner or the poor me or the stupid you, or I don't like you and you're fat and ugly and I don't like me because I'm fat. All that stuff's got to go. But when you're feeling negative, it's so easy to blame and to disconnect and to not feel your heart. And I have definitely noticed. Last weekend, I had the pleasure of teaching a group of women. I am an astrology teacher as well as I am a psychotherapist. And one of the things I love to do is to teach you the language of astrology, because it's as simple as this. Some people talk a lot. Some people don't talk at all. Some people are a mess. Some people are super neat. Some people are really grounded. Some people can't remember where they're going. Some people are really energetically ridiculous. And some people are sound asleep in the middle of the movie. You don't know anybody like that, do you? So depending on your personality type, I get to give you permission slips. And you can actually tell by looking at your chart. It's so cool. You can actually look at your chart and be able to tell what is the funny qualities that you are. So when you call in tonight, you've got to give us your birth date, time, and place, because it won't work without your birth time. And the phone number is 248-809. Grab yourself, 248-809-3475. And when you call in to tell me a story, I'm going to need your date, your birth time, and your city. And here's the deal. If you're going to get your chart done by me tonight and you're going to tell me a story, I'm going to assist you to understand those personality traits, because they're so quirky. And it's not a matter of trying to change them. This class that I had over the last weekend, I had about 20 women in a room. There were about 12 who were going to be certified. And we got to learn over the last 6 months. And there's a class starting in January. So if you're interested in learning astrology, if you've had like a secret fascination your whole life with this ancient science, you go to silvermansupport@gmail.com. And you write to silvermansupport@gmail.com. You either say, oh, I'd like a reading, or, oh, I'd like to learn astrology. And that's the way that we can give you information to understand your character. So part of what we're looking at as an astrologer, as a therapist, is everybody has a stupid story. I call them stupid stories. I just read the most amazing book yesterday. I was on an airplane for 5 hours, and I had the most delicious entrance into this woman's book. She was the woman that started the Omega Institute in New York, and she wrote this book called Broken Open, and it basically told the story that every time you're in crisis, there is an excuse first of the ego to say, I'm all pissed off, I'm all upset, this is all victimization, poor me, or there's the high road of being able to look at the crisis with this famous question that I love, which is, what was my soul signing up for? But it requires you believing in a soul. And so she described the soul slightly different than I do. Her book, my book, is coming out. You can go on Amazon.com and go Google Deborah Silverman, and my book, The Missing Element, is now available for pre-orders. But my book, very similar to hers, says the same thing, that, you know, the planet, like, let's talk about the last 2 weeks. How many of you have been really in a bumpy phase where you just don't feel as connected to your partner, or you just don't feel as connected to your work, or you're feeling like you're in the dismal? When the sun and the moon, like it is today, is in Scorpio, it dredges up all the dark stuff. And during the month of Scorpio, which started in October, we are diving into this unconscious doorway that is all of our shadow stuff. Why? I don't know what Goddess was thinking when she made us so dark and dismal at one level. And so light and bouncy at the other level, like, oh boy, every life is so fun. No, it's not. Yes, it is. No, it's that ping pong game. So part of my job as an astrologer, I looked at the cycles that we're in. And as a collective, I think it started right about Halloween. How many of you are feeling it? Like, it's just not an easy moment. So don't feel bad if you're in the story together. And we're going to have some callers here on the radio just in a moment. But I want you to know that right now we really are in an awkward moment. And it is about being able to not take it personally. I don't know how to do that. Those spiritual people that say, everything's for a purpose and everything's just perfect and it's all meant to be. I'm like, oh, would you be quiet already? No, some things are miserable. And sometimes we have these really rude relationships with our parents, or we have this really rude illness with our body, or we have real financial problems, and not everything's perfect. And having said all that grumpy stuff with this double Scorpio, I'm allowed to be grumpy, there's always a high road. And the high road allows us to take this positive angle that says, don't worry, be happy. And so it's a ping pong game. That's the nature of this reality. There's two flavors that goes out in this world. One is you really are a victim. I don't blame people when they come to see me and they're negative. I'm like, I understand, Scorpio. Everybody has to have a dump or be able to complain or be upset about things. And then the flip side is everybody needs to be able to go spiritual and be able to take the grist from the mill or the bad story and take the nutrients out of it and digest it into wisdom, or else we're victims to those stupid stories. And everybody has one. And I'm telling you, I don't know if you felt it today and yesterday, but particularly the last 2 days while the sun and moon is in Scorpio, it's like sometimes he wants to go, everybody go away. And meanwhile, I'm having a holiday with my sweet partner and my best friend, and you should think we'd be happy. But there's this little grit or a little edgy thing. And it's just the nature of the beast of knowing how to dance. I call it sweet and sour sauce. And double Scorpio today is sweet and sour sauce. So we're going to go to the callers here in just a minute. The problem is on this radio station, unlike the one I'm used to, you can have like six people call in. So if you're getting a busy number, you just wait as soon as the person hangs up. And then you get on the call and you dial, write it down, 248-809-3475. Isn't that funny? Then as soon as they hang up, you get to jump in. Because what we're talking about today is it's a difficult moment. It's not the easiest cycle that we're in. And what we're talking about is how do you find a positive angle on what could be negative. And our first caller, Sandy, who is born September 10th, it's just right near September 11th. We need your time. Nate forgot to ask what time. So when we start the call, Sandy, when you get on, you're going to give us the time, and then my assistant's going to plug it in really quickly, because astrology is all about timing. So if we can have that first caller named Sandy, when you call in, you need to give Nate your birth date, time, and place. Then we're going to put your chart in. Then we're going to talk about your story, and then I'm going to give you some wisdom. So, Sandy, are you there?
I'm here.
What time were you born, Sandy? Do you know?
I was born 3:15 in the afternoon.
Oh, I love when it's that exact. Okay, 3:15 in the afternoon. So here we go. We're going to put it in right now. And, Sandy, how did you find us tonight, today?
Listening to the Empowerment app.
Oh, good. So you're just on that radio station, and you listen to Empower, so I'm going to get these new friends. So anyone interested, you can go to my website, which is Deborah Silverman Astrology, and you can look and see all about your chart, and you can learn all about who you are. And Sandy, do you know astrology at all?
I do.
Are you an astrologer?
No, but I'm very fond of it. I dabble in it.
I'm very fond of it, too. So your sun is in Virgo, and your moon is in Pisces. Did you know you were born under a full moon?
I was born under a full moon. I did not know that.
Yes. So whenever the sun and the moon are in exact opposite signs, and any of you interested in learning astrology, you just write to Silverman Support at Gmail and tell them. And we have a class starting at the end of January, early February for beginners who have never studied but always have a fondness. I love it, Sandy. I've always been fond of it. So whenever the sun and moon are exactly opposite, like in your chart, that makes for a full moon, which means that you're super intuitive and that your emotional realm is one of your gifts. Can you feel that?
Yes.
So tell me a story, Sandy. It looks like you're a work bee, that you've got a very strong work ethic in this chart. What do you do for work?
I'm a realtor broker.
And you live where?
I live in Gaylord, Michigan.
Wow, you guys went through a big, giant dive, didn't you, a few years ago. Has the market picked up again?
Semi, not full force. It's coming back slowly.
I know. I'm from Michigan. I grew up in Michigan, and I really had compassion That was really a sign. I think the whole planet, I know this is not a good story to tell, but we're a double Scorpio. I think the economy is really going to do another dive again, and that we're pretending that we're doing all well and we're standing on the story as business as usual, but actually there's an undercurrent that exists in this whole planet, from the resources to money to ecology to the environment to the kids, that we don't like to talk about. And I don't want to be negative because it's double Scorpio. Did you have a hard couple of days, Sandy?
Did I have a what?
The last 2 days, have they been tricky?
I can't hear you very well.
Have you felt the last 2 days were not easy days?
Yes, very heavy.
Heavy, isn't that true? So here's a story about your chart, Sandy. Tell me if you can hear me.
Okay, I can hear you.
You're in a very positive transit for the next 2 or 3 months, and it has to do with your spirituality. This is a very positive time for you to be doing any kind of meditation or dealing with your own, like, is there someone in your family that died recently?
No, but I have someone in my family that's had a lot of struggles.
Tell me who that is.
My daughter.
How old is she?
She's 43.
Is it her physical health or is it psychological?
It started with her physical health.
And how is she now?
She had a cardiac arrest and she has cortical blindness right now, and she's going to have an MRI.
Did she almost die? Is that what happened?
She did die. Her husband brought her back.
So what I want to say to you is you have to be careful because you're such a caretaker, and this moment in time is your time. You're in actually a very positive cycle, but this distraction from the issue with your daughter is really hard. It's taking up all your space. So will you do me a favor and just carve out a little bit of a time, a window, to just pretend that you get a turn? Is that true? Do you feel like you've been distracted by her in a big way?
Oh, well, I'm being in real estate, though, is a blessing because I can be with her.
So all I want to say to you is, because I know you can't hear me well, and we're going to go to the next caller, but Sandy, you're in a very positive transit if you can distinguish between her and you. You have a little bit in your chart about codependency where you get so helpful that you lose yourself, and that's that full moon. So if you can just make sure in this next 2-3 weeks, that you do something special for you, you're going to make yourself feel a lot better because you've lost some of your boundaries. Does that make sense?
Yes.
Okay, good. I'm so glad you called. It really is going to make a difference, and we're going to keep going to the next call. Thank you, Sandy. The next caller, 248-809-3475. If you just dialed this number right now, 248-809-3475, you might be able to get in on the call. That was such a great example of Sandy. I could feel how much health issues were in her family, and it's only natural. We love people and we get totally distracted. I really want to talk about codependency is when you love people so much that you lose your boundaries, because basically I think every human is sorely lonely. Like, I think in the deepest part of the recesses of the human psyche, we come onto this planet and we're desperate to make contact because being alone can be so lonely. And from the minute you take your first breath and they cut the cord from home base, which is where we live in the other world, there's this feeling of both excitement to be in the body, like, woohoo! And then there's like, who loves me? Love me? Do you like me? And that's such a Scorpio problem. So right now, that was what Sandy just brought to us, is her daughter gets ill, there's death, I could feel it. Then life comes back and then we become distracted. And that's beautiful. There's nothing wrong with being codependent as long as there's interdependency and we come back to ourselves. So Trish, you're going to be our next caller. And you guys pick up the phone because when Trish hangs up, 248-809-3475 will be your, I think this is open caller. But Trish, the first thing we need is your birth time, says Milena as she circles fastly. The first thing we need, Trish, when you get on the call, is Nate forgot to ask birth times, and every caller needs to give us their birth date, time, and place. And, Milena, I can't see if there's any other callers after this, so just so you know. But let's go to Trish first. So, Trish, are you there, June 6, 1965?
Yes.
What time were you born, Trish?
4:45 p.m.
4:45 p.m. We got all these Michiganders. I wonder why. Is that because you guys know about this from it's a Michigan radio station?
Trish, how did you know about it on the radio. I just gotten emails.
Oh, you got the email from my list?
Mm-hmm. Well, the,
and how did you find me to begin with, Trish?
I'm not sure. I've been interested in astrology, so I Google a lot of astrology stuff, so that's why it probably came up.
Have you dealt with addiction in this life, Trish?
Addiction?
Yeah.
A little bit.
Tell the truth. Do you smoke cigarettes?
Yes.
What I can feel so strongly, your chart is so intensely focused on multitasking. Like, you have this crazy ability where you can do 13 things at the same time and no one can keep up to you. Is that true?
Yeah, I can do a lot of stuff.
And what do you do for work, Trish?
I'm a computer technician.
A what kind of technician?
A computer technician.
Yeah, oh my God. You're a speed freak. And that's part of what the cigarettes, it's kind of like they help you ground. You have so much precision in your chart and so much fickleness at the very same time. Like, you get these ideas, and then you have another idea, and then you've got another idea, and then you're trying to figure out what to do because the ideas never stop. Right?
I know. Yes.
And do you live alone?
No.
Because you're so needing relationship. Tell me about the relationship you're in.
Well, I'm engaged right now. We've been engaged for a long time. We just never decided to get married yet.
And who is that? And this, you're so indecisive. It's so hard for you because you change your mind all the time. What sign is your partner?
Well, he's a Virgo.
Well, that's compatible because your moon's in Virgo. Did you know that?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And whenever a woman's moon is the same as the man's sun sign, it's a very compatible combination. So one of the tricks about your chart is that you have an incredible amount of noise. You have to learn meditation. It has to be walking meditation or singing or chanting or something. What do you do with all the noise inside your head?
I try to drown it out, I guess, you know. I've tried to meditate a little bit.
It must be hard. Are you a neat person or are you messy?
I think I'm neat. I like to be neat.
Do you put everything back in its place or does it go from neat to messy, from neat to messy?
Kind of both.
Yeah. Well, here's the deal. Your chart right now is in a very good time financially. What's going on with you with work?
Well, I'm a contract worker and they're trying to hire me in, but I'm not sure if they'll be able to or not.
This is a very positive time for you for work. So in the next 3 months, you're going to have your whole income should step up. So don't get discouraged. You tend to get negative because your mind has so many negative, it gets worried all the time, right?
Not always. Sometimes.
Here's what I want to tell you. You're in a very positive transit. You have a tendency to be a worry wart based on the chart. You've got multitasking here. I can see why you smoke cigarettes. It's so hard to be you because you've got so much mutability. And the release of your whole chart, by Christmas time, you should be in that new job and the chart really enters into a brand new phase. And if you wanted to quit smoking or you wanted to, this New Year's, you couldn't be in a better time to break some habits.
Oh, okay. That would be good. I'd like to do that.
Opposite your son. Yeah. Are you thinking about it?
Yes, I've been thinking about trying to.
You think about a lot of things, don't you?
Yeah.
Well, thanks for calling, Trish. You are definitely our caller that represents the opportune time to change is coming soon by Christmas. And this moment in time, I bet you get that new contract. But don't get negative. Just stay positive as much as you can and let me know how it goes.
Okay, well, I was thinking, learning a little more about astrology because I've been interested in it. So
all you
got
to do is just write to, just write to Silverman Support at Gmail, and you will be able to get an interest. We'll send you the information about the class starting.
Okay. All right, great.
Thanks for calling,
Trish. All right, thank you.
Okay, you guys, Trish is going to hang up. Now you can dial 248-809-3475. And our next caller, do we have a chart there, Delana? It's funny, it's hard for me to see because usually there's people lined up, but we only have two phone numbers. Oh, no. Did I just get disconnected from Elaine? I think I did. So let me talk to you a little bit about astrology and how it works. Astrology is this unbelievable tool that has everything to do with understanding who you are. And it's simple. It's an old system that people have forgotten its value, but it really works. And what I want you to know is that right now today, right now today is all these planets in Scorpio, and we are here to tell you without a question, here's Cosmos is coming next, that there's no question at all that the energetics in the world are difficult. And when the energetics get difficult, you want to pay attention to your own internal dialogue. How many of you get caught in your thought process? How many of you get caught in your emotional body? And that would be being able to be clear, like our first caller, let's do our second caller, had the busy, busy, busy mind. How hard is that? Boy, some people's charts are easier and some people's charts are harder. We're going to go to Cosmos now, July 27th, 1985. Cosmos, are you there? What a great name. I think I've talked to you before, Cosmos, haven't I?
No, I've been wanting to speak with you, and I've been trying to get through you, and I'm happy that I had the opportunity now to get through you.
Why do I know your name?
I'm not sure. I felt that when I was going to call you, you were going to have that feeling that we might have spoken before, although we have not.
That's so cool. Okay, I'm just looking at your chart, and let's see here. We have Sun in Leo, Moon in Sag. Oh, my goodness. You have a lot of energy. My God, what do you do with all your energy?
Well, lately I've been using it into exercising and being a little bit creative. I do have a lot of energy. I don't know where it comes from. That's why I decided to get a hold of you and see what you have.
So let me tell you where it comes from. So the Sun and the Moon were in fire. Here's a perfect example. So the last caller had all this Gemini Virgo, and they were in their head, and she was like a busy mind. This chart is pure physical. You came in this life with an amazing amount of enthusiasm, an amazing amount of physical energy that allows you to be very direct, very straightforward, and it's hard for you when people are vague or they're ambivalent or they're not decisive. That's like the worst thing for you. You love straight up people that say what they mean what they say, that they're fun, and if they're not fun, you're like, can we go now?
Yes, so I agree 100% with you.
Is that true?
Yes.
Is that true about you?
That is 100% true.
What do you do, Cosmos? I love that name.
Well, right now I'm self-employed. I want to launch a clothing brand called True Storytellers, and it's based on a true story. And so I'm pretty much really inspired by that. And what really got me inspired into designing a clothing brand is the cosmos, the constellations. A little bit about my background. My great-grandfather was a bishop, priest, and Patmos in Greece. So I always knew that I was different. When I started doing a lot of research about astrology, this goes back into the ancient times, into the Greeks, correct? Am I right or am I wrong?
Oh, yeah. It goes to Egypt. It goes beyond, before the Greeks even.
Right, right. And so when I started researching that, I was like, this is why I have a calling. I know I have a calling, but I'm not sure exactly what it is.
Okay, and well, it's very simple. You are a designer. You're a creator. You have a great aesthetic. You have a very unique signature. Everything about this chart is uniqueness. You're very pushy. You're straightforward.
Yeah.
And probably your greatest challenge, I'm just seeing here, is that you don't have any, hold on, I can't see. Move over just slightly to the left. Here we go. You don't have any earth. So manifestation is not the easiest thing. You've got multiple ideas. You've got incredible creativity, and you have to make sure you get supported to have somebody around you to take care of the details.
That is true. That is correct. And you know, it's very hard trying to find that. Maybe I'm not in the right town, I can say, but I've been feeling like I need to move from where I'm at. So I can't.
What town are you in?
I'm right now. I'm in Miami, Florida.
You'd be great in New York City. But the thing is, I'm going to tell you, your business should have gotten really big last year. What happened in 2014? Was there an expansion with your work?
What happened was I had a family member, which was a sister of mine, who needed a liver. I was living in New York, and then I ended up back here in Miami last year. And on December 25th, I was looking up into the cosmos, and I seen something in the sky. And on that moment, I prayed that my sister retain a liver. And within 1 hour later, we got a phone call that my sister Ezra was blessed with a liver, so she was able to survive. So I stayed here for some time while she recovered. And now she's doing well, and now I feel like it's time for
now me. Now it's your turn. Good. So here's what I want to say to you. Good for you for taking care of your sister. You're essentially loyal. You have an incredible creativity. Yeah. You're past that in return. The worst is over. You're turning a corner as we speak. And I'm going to predict that by next year at this time, your business is flourishing. But you've got really good karma, Cosmos, and you've got a very good heart, and your creativity never stops. So, yes, true stories do that line. I'm going to take a break here in just a minute. But I want you to know that you are absolutely on the right schedule, on the right timeline, and I have a feeling you're going to move back, but just don't push it right now. Just watch the energy flow. And if you want a reading, you just write to silvermansupport@gmail.com, and I'd give you a reading, because your chart really does have an excessive amount of creativity. I'm so glad you called in today, Cosmos. Thank
you. So happy that I had the opportunity to speak with you, and I feel so blessed at this moment, because I knew that when I got in contact with you that you were going to see something that was very unique about me. And
that's
I do
the
want
truth.
A reading with you.
You are super unique, and they're going to take a break right now. The music's going to come on, and then we'll be right back after this break. Don't leave, you guys. It's Deborah Silverman. We're on Empower Radio. It's called Tell Me a Story, and I'll be right back after this break.
Sassy! Sassy!
This week's episode, Danger at the Old Well.
Last one to the old well's a rotten egg!
Ha ha! I win!
Whoa! Ah! Sassy! Johnny fell down the well!
I'm wet!
What, Sassy? You know where Mr. Gunderson keeps his rope? Go get it, girl! What? You'd rather use this time to set people straight about shelter pet adoption?
I'm cold!
People shouldn't be afraid to adopt from a shelter? Because shelter pets are screened for sound health and temperament?
I'm wet and cold!
Sassy, what about Johnny? What? Let Johnny sit in the well until he learns to be more self-reliant? Sassy!
What'd he say?
Sassy is brought to you by the Ad Council and the ShelterPetProject.org. Remember, adopt!
Come to the forest. It's a place not so far away. A place where you don't have to mow the lawn or babysit.
I saw lizards and squirrels and ducks.
Ladybugs, caterpillars. It's really cool, actually.
A place where you don't have to make time for free time.
Lots and lots of kinds of species here.
Out here, you may even meet the mysterious creature known as the other you. The enchanted you.
It's magic what flowers do.
The adventurous you.
My favorite tree, yes, is that one.
The free-to-be-me you. Ask your parents to take you to this not-so-far-away place. Come to the forest, where the other you lives. But first, stop by discovertheforest.org, a public service announcement brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service and the Ad Council.
Hey, Larry, mind if I sit down?
Nope.
This coffee tastes like coffee. So what's going on?
Not much.
What's new?
Not much.
Okay, but can you please put the newspaper down while you say not much?
What newspaper?
This newspaper. Oh, dude! What happened to your face? I see one, two,
ow,
three, four, five, six...
Ow.
Dude, what is
ow
this? 11 pieces of toilet paper stuck to your face?
I'm shaving in the dark to save energy. I'm helping the environment.
That's a dangerous way to help the environment.
Well, sometimes you have to sacrifice yourself for the greater good.
Dude, there's an easier and safer way to help the environment without sacrificing yourself. Go green, go public. Take public transportation. It's good for the environment and you won't have to live behind a newspaper.
Wow.
But for now, put the newspaper back up.
A message from the public transportation systems across the country. To learn more, visit publictransportation.org.
And now back to Tell Me a Story with Deborah Silverman on Empower Radio.
Here we are, back to Deborah Silverman on the Power Radio. Tell Me a Story. It's an astrologer. It's a psychotherapist. It's a crazy woman that's trying to get inside of your head so I can help you understand the stars. That's what I do for a living. I sneak inside your ear through the radio and tickle you to make you realize, whoa, I could actually be understood by somebody. Some people say that I understand them better than their mother does because I have this crazy tool. It's so cool. And all that's required is a small information, your birth date, time, and place. You call this number, 248-809-3475. You give them your birth date. Nate will answer. You give them your birth date, time, and place, and then we're going to give you some information. So write down the number, because as soon as I get done with our next lucky partner who gets to play astrology, that would be Donna, then you can call in, 248-809-3475. Okay, Donna. Donna is a Libra. Everybody's born in Michigan. Hi, Donna.
Hi. How are you?
I feel like I'm in the club because I was born in Michigan. I'm trying to figure out how everybody learned about this radio show because they're in Michigan. Where did you find the advertisement for this, Donna?
I actually found out about it from Brent Pagswell.
Oh, it's a friend told you about it?
Yes.
And then you've been listening to it for quite a while?
No, it's kind of new for me.
And are you enjoying it?
I do. I enjoy it a lot. So well, I didn't expect
you know
this tonight. But... Pardon me?
Do you know astrology at all?
Somewhat. Probably not nearly as well as you do.
That's the truth. So you're born under a very mystical influence. You're one of those hopeless romantics that wants everyone to get along. Am I right or am I right?
Yes, that is true.
And you're an artist. You've got a really lovely aesthetic. What do you do for work?
I'm an esthetician.
Why does that not surprise me? Because beauty is so important to you.
It is.
And you have such a natural gift for harmony everywhere you go. Are you in relationship?
No, I'm kind of in between right now.
Well, you're in a very, here's the good news of the astrologer. You're in a wonderful moment these next 3 months to get a relationship. So if you're open to letting one go, I have a feeling that you get stuck because you're such a romantic and you don't know how to let go. Am I right or am I right?
Yeah, that's very true. And I do feel stuck.
Well, you're stuck because you're not open. You've got to do a ritual and do a cleansing and a total release of the other person. I feel like it wasn't that bad of an ending. Nothing in your world. You're so sweet. You've got a wonderful chart. You've been given the gift of luck and love, but you have a problem with discernment because you're on one hand, you're super picky after you get to know them, and on the other hand, you're super open and you're friendly to everybody. And so it's a little confusing. You give a mixed message like, come on in, and then can you leave soon?
Yes.
And so what you've got to get clear about is what is your highest value? Like, you are a romantic and you have this illusionary sensibility. So if you can figure out where your highest values are, like what you're not prepared to sacrifice, then you'll be able to handle the person you're getting involved in. But right now, you're a little vague and you're giving a mixed message. You're a false advertiser. Like, it really is like that. Come on in and then when are you leaving, right?
Right, right.
How long were you in that last relationship?
A really long time, about 34 years. And off and on. Yeah, and I've actually been divorced for 12 years, but still been hanging on.
So you're divorced, this is exactly what I meant. So you're divorced, but you keep bringing him back in, but then he goes out and then he comes back in?
Yeah.
Is it the same person or there's two people?
No, it's the same person.
So is it that you can't make a decision because part of you is in love and part of you can't stand them? It feels like a ping pong game?
Yes, exactly.
So feel you. Well, here's the news. So your chart is going to go through a big change in 2016. You're Sagittarius rising, and Saturn's going to come across your ascendant. It's going to make it much easier, but you've got to prepare for it. So that's what people call me. That's why they take astrology. Are you interested in astrology?
Yes, very.
So then just write to Silverman Support at Gmail. Anybody listening tonight, poor Milena, anyone listening tonight, you're going to get, if you want to learn astrology, you just write to me And then I will find a way to help you get into a class, or at least teach you how to learn astrology in a way that's not so difficult, because there's material for you to understand. And one of your big issues is relationship, Donna. You come in, you go out, you're like a pink fly. So funny. Yes, please. No, please. Yes, please. No, please. My friend calls me having 2 feet in different buckets. So it's hard to walk, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, if you want some help in making the decision, which is kind of a joke, you can call me. But in the meantime, you're in a very positive cycle where you're going to want to be in love. So just be prepared. Something romantic is bound to happen in the next 2 months.
All right.
So if you're not with the guy you're with, you want to be available to somebody else. Yeah. That's
okay.
Thanks for calling, Donna.
Thank you so much.
You're so welcome. You're listening to Deborah Silverman. We're on Empower Radio. It is 11-11. Is that true? It's 11-11, and it's a double Scorpio, and it was this really weird day, and we're not really talking about it, but here comes a favorite little Taurus named Sandy. We're going to get on the phone with you in a minute, Sandy. I want to hear about people out there. If my gift to you guys is I'm here to help you really understand that you're not a mistake, and that your personality is exactly as it should be, and that you promise to come in this life with this crazy experience called life to find the sweetest nectar out of it. I just watched this crazy video again today from Mr. Rogers. I don't know how many of you have seen it, but this little boy comes on stage, and he's the handicapped, and you know Mr. Rogers. Hello, welcome to the neighborhood. And then right after that, he is talking to this handicapped little boy, and he hasn't been able to really function because from 7 months on, he had a tumor and it cut the nerve ending. So he's and then it goes future pace 20 years ahead, and he's on, he's winning an award, and there's Mr. Rogers, and he gets up on stage and he sees this man, everyone cries, and then he stands up and he says, you know what this whole life is about? I love what he said. He says it's about being a servant and really being able to give to people and not being captured by the ego. And all of you listening on the show, you have an ego. We all want to be loved. We all want to feel like we're special. And it happened to me. I mean, my whole life was about wanting to feel normal. And then I figured out I was an astrologer. There's nothing normal about me. And then I finally figured out I was not normal. And then life started to get fun. So I am an astrologer. And my job is to help you feel good about not being normal. And none of you out there, by the way, it's a setting on the dryer. I know it's one of my favorite quotes, but it's true. So I'm going to talk to Sandy here in a minute. I'm giving you my phone number. You can call. It's called Tell Me a Story. Deborah Silverman, Empower Radio. The phone number is, pick up your phone, 248-809-3475. Is there an open line, Elena? Just nod your head. Is there? Yes. So you can call right now, you guys. 248, pick up yourself, 248-809-3475. And then we're going to go to Sandy, and we're going to talk to Sandy about some very serious practical thing, because look how practical she is. She's got, I saw that, Elena. She's got 85 planets on Earth. Sandy, are you there?
Yes. Yes, I'm here. Hi.
Do you know astrology, Sandy? Hi.
I do. Not, you know, in depth, but I know the basics. I know what I am and the moon and, you know, sun and all that.
And how did you find us today? I'm always curious how people get to me on the radio.
You know what? I'm on your list, but I hadn't gotten anything for a really long time. And I got an email today and I saw that you were on Empower Radio. I've never heard you on here. And I was very curious and I'm enjoying it.
I'm so glad. Okay. So listen, you have a chart of someone who is very practical. My goodness. You have really this lifetime done your best to be accountable and responsible and on time. And I can't believe how hard you work. And you probably feel at times like you're not getting paid back the same amount that you're putting out. Is that what it feels like?
Oh my gosh. Yes.
Did I nail you?
Yeah.
Is it because you've been underpaid, like financially, you've just never been able to get it off the ground?
Exactly. Extremely underpaid, and I'm a worker. I dedicate, you know, a lot.
And what do you do, Sandy?
Well, you know, my main focus was my family for 20 years, really. I put most of my time into my family, my children, and I've done a few things part-time, educating, I work in schools part-time, I work in a medical office part-time, and I'm working on a coaching business, and I'm interviewing. So I've got, like, four things going on.
But this, you know what, have you gained weight in the last 2 months?
A little.
Or not really?
Much.
Okay.
No.
So you haven't gained weight. Okay.
No.
Because your chart, if this birth time is right, you're in a very positive transit. And it has to do with your family. So some people, when they're positive, it's funny in astrology, people gain weight. But is your family, is it like things are better right now at home? Does it feel like you've got things under control?
Yeah, I think we're starting to after some challenging times. Yes. Yes.
This, you've got a reprieve right now. I wanted to say that to you. You're in a positive transit right as we speak. And I think that financial thing, if I could change your, if I had a magic wand, I would take money out of your story and you'd be a happy person. It's everything else in your life works.
Yeah.
It's just that you're always running around having to make money because you don't have money. What does your husband do?
I'm divorced.
That's the problem.
That's the problem.
How long
yeah.
were you married?
I was married 7 years. I've been divorced 16 years.
So was it, let me just guess, was it 16 years ago? What happened in 1994? That was 21 years ago. You were just turning 30. Do you remember that? 1995, 96.
I had my children.
How many children do you have?
Yep, in those 2 years. Yep, I had them in those 2 years.
Well, that's what's going on here. You're in the empty nest, aren't you?
Yes.
That's
yes.
the problem. What I feel with you is there's nothing going on with your family. You're just unemployed. You're like, you don't know how to focus. So this coaching thing is such a great idea, but you need a cheerleader. You don't have any fire in your chart. So it's hard for you to get yourself feeling really positive about yourself. You need to get around a team of people or a friend or some friend who's fiery or someone who's enthusiastic and be around them, and then you're going to get your energy back.
Mm-hmm.
You need to find, because you're like, put loud music on and dance and sing and turn your fire bit on, because you're playing a flatliner right now. You're not having fun. Am I right or am I right?
Oh, yeah, you're right. You're right.
So it's up to you, sweetie. You're the only one that's in charge right here.
Okay.
So, and I'm telling you, right now is your time. It's the last call. Both of you, Jupiter is sitting right in your first house. It rules your family. Everything's fine at home. You just need to get some fire. We need to, like have fun.
It's gone missing for quite a while.
Okay, so can you give me a concrete thing? What can you do to increase the fun in your life?
I mean, maybe join
anybody
something.
You know. Say it again. What was that? What can you do to increase the fun?
Yeah, to increase the fun, just start going. I guess joining a class or something, or joining a gym, or just to meet
exactly,
people.
Exactly. Some action step. We need an action step.
Yes.
Okay, Sandy, will you do that? Because I promise you, if you did one small fiery thing, work out, take a class, put your energy out in the world, you're going to cultivate your energy, because the emptiness is making me lonely and you lonely, and it's not fun.
Yeah, you're right. And I'm much better around people all the time.
You're a server. You're a beautiful spirit. You just don't have anyone to play with. So we're going to change that. I got it. We got the answer. And then And once you hang up, we're going to bring in another person. But I really want you to start feeling happier, because you're putting out your energy. That's your homework.
Okay. Thank you, Deborah.
Thanks
that
for calling,
that
Sandy.
Excellent.
You're
Thank
so
you.
Welcome.
Okay,
you guys. Grab this phone number. Sandy's going to go work out. We're going to hear from her soon. I'm going to give you a directive. It's called Tell Me a Story. It's Deborah Silverman. I'm an astrologer. I'm a psychotherapist. If I could tell you where I was right now, you wouldn't like me. I'm in this magical place. I've made my life magical so I can have the energy to give to you. So here's the phone number. There's one more line open. Is that true, Milena? Is there one line open? Yes. So 248-809-3475. If you grab the phone right now, you guys, you can get a free reading. 248-809-3475. You can change your name to protect the guilty. Okay, our next caller is called Faye. Faye was born in 1948, and she is a Gemini, and she's on the radio. Oh, on the radio. That was for our last call. She started dancing, Milena. I love seeing Milena here. Okay, Faye, are you there?
Yes, I am.
Hi, Faye. How did you find us tonight?
Well, actually, I was on your webpage, and it just posted it because I saw that I had missed your Tuesday night radio, and I've just kind of been researching you all day.
What'd you find out researching me all day?
You're a very interesting person, and I would definitely like to get a reading from you.
You know why? Because you and I are both Geminis, and we love to have interesting people around, and we get bored, don't we, Faye?
Yeah.
And you love the real thing. You're one of those lie detector tests. You have Moon in Taurus, Mars in Virgo. You're a practical dreamer. Like, you can see all the crazy ideas out there, this woo-woo stuff, but you're like, show me the money. Like, you have no problem being able to take your ideas. What did you do for a career? It looks like you're very career-bound. What did you do in your late 40s, like late 30s, 40s?
Bookkeeping, food and beverage, and bookkeeping.
Bookkeeping. That makes so much sense. But did you have fun doing it?
Pardon me? Yes, I really enjoy it.
Because what I feel so strong with you is that you've done a really good job this life. Like, you've done a good family, you've done a good job, you've supported yourself, you've helped people take care of themselves, and that part of you just wants to be entertained spiritually now, which is how you found me. That you need to have spirituality. You're a philosophical girl who loves to read. You've got to look at this book called Broken Open by the woman that wrote, it's the founder of the Omega Institute. You would love it. You're very deep. You're one of, I really like you. Yeah, that's why you've probably been researching me today. So how did you find me to research me in the first place?
On astrologyanswers.com, you're there every day when I get my daily. And so I just found your name and Googled you.
That Astrology Answers thing has really been such a cool tool. I can't believe it.
Yes.
I've gotten so many new friends. I'm making new friends, and so are you. So if you want to learn astrology, you just write to silvermansupport@gmail.com. You are a perfect candidate. You're at the age now where you're ready. What happened in 2005 and 2006? That was 9, 10 years ago.
Where was I?
Yeah.
Here in Colorado. I just sold my business in 2005.
Exactly. Now, are you having fun now in this aging process? How do you feel about growing up?
It's not all it's cracked up to be.
Well, that's because of your body. You have an incredible mind. Your mind is so young at heart. It's just you're dealing with your physical body, aren't you?
Yes.
And that's because you need, listen, if you want to write the Silverman Support, because I'm in Colorado. Did you know that?
Yes, you're in Boulder.
Yeah. So if you want to come see me, you can. But more importantly, if you want to, I do this thing called an intensive where people come to see me and I change their life. And you would be a perfect, I love working with elders. I'm an elder. I'm not that much younger than you. I look like it because I figured out the code. I figured out how to not, there's a VIP package. Good thinking. There's a package where you can do 4 sessions in 1 month, say, where I can help you shift because it's just your body's kind of stuck. That's all, not your head. You're so perky. You were so successful. You got nothing but success. Look how your career, and now tell me about your married life and where you are. Are you by yourself or are you in a relationship?
I have been divorced for like 30 years. I don't know if you would call it in a relationship or not for sure. He's in Costa Rica right now. He's a disabled vet that just comes back and forth from Costa Rica.
Oh, see, you need a turn. So just if you want a reading, a proper reading, you just write to silvermansupport@gmail.com and we'll look at your chart and give you a turn. You're an old soul who deserves to have a turn. So I'm just going to put that out there. And we're going to keep going. We're on the radio. We only have 10 minutes left, but I'm so glad that you found me and you're researching me, and I'd love to give you a reading and play astrology with you because you know how two little Geminis put them in a room together and move over.
Okay.
I'm so glad you're researching me. I'm definitely not boring. That's the truth.
Yeah,
of course you did.
Yeah.
Okay, so we're going to keep going. You're going to be interested in astrology for the rest of your life. It's an old ancient science. It has so much value, and I'd love to have you jump in. And that's all it would take is to write to silvermansupport@gmail.com. Any of you out there, feel free. Thanks, Faye, for reaching out today. It makes me so happy to be making new friends and keep following those videos because they are always giving information. We have a last one. That would be Stacy. Stacy, are you ready? Are you ready? You're a double Taurus. We're going to slow right down.
we've got a double Taurus, and we're going to go slow. Are you there, Stacey?
Yes, I am.
Hi.
Hi. I'm from Denver, Colorado, too.
You're from Colorado, too?
Yeah.
Where do you live?
Down in the Denver area, Highlands Ranch.
And how did you find us today?
I've been following you for a little while. You did a reading a while back for me. So
I did a reading for you, and how was it?
It was good. Yeah.
What was your takeaway? Tell me what you stay with. Look at this. You've got a yacht. I probably talked about this yacht. Or it's not that tight. Do you have a yacht? Yes, you do.
Do I have a what?
Stacey, tell me what was your, if you have a question, we're going to tell a story tonight. Is there anything particular you're dealing with right now?
Just career transitions, just trying to figure out, you know, what my next steps are.
Are you out of work right now?
I'm currently out of work. I had been a teacher. And so currently I'm taking some classes and taking some art classes and trying to find a job and trying to figure out kind of my career path. I've gone back to work after kind of being a stay-at-home mom.
You know how often you said the word kind of? It makes
yeah.
me worry when people say kind of, because when people say kind of, that means they're not fully committed. And for a double Taurus, you need to be fully committed. So you've got to figure out, you're slow, but you're sure, and we've got to help you figure out exactly what you want to be when you grow up. And I'm going to tell you, it's about helping other people. So what are your choices? Be concrete with me and tell me your choices.
Go back to teaching.
Or?
Work on this arts degree, which is towards graphic design.
I think I remember talking to you.
Yes.
And I remember the same thing last time. It's not about, and tell me how the graphic design is going. It's so Taurus, they can't make a decision. Is it that you can't make a decision, or you just don't know which way you want to go? Like, tell me what's going on.
It's both. I just don't know which way I want to go because, you know, I look at all the options.
Come on, Stacey, let's go into your body. Let's use your body as a gauge. What gives you energy? Here's what I think it is. Here's my psychic hit. You don't want to go back to teaching because it's too much work. But the truth is, we did this last time. You're really good at it. You don't want to do it because you've gotten yourself into a lull. You have a tendency to get bored by yourself and you think you're slightly bored, but the kids love you. Am I right or am I right?
Yes.
And part of you doesn't want to do it because you just literally, you're bored. I mean, you think you're bored, but you're not really bored. Life is not exciting. How about that? We make life exciting. Life is the same when we take a trip or when it's a holiday or we get to have a fun party because our friends are there or we get to have like a great sexual experience. Oh boy. But 90% of life is kind of boring. You agree?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
So forget about boring. Now we got to figure out where's the greatest service you can do, Stacey. And you are an exceptional teacher. Oh my God. So why don't you just say to me, I'm bored. Let's try that.
I'm bored.
And when I'm bored, what do?
I get stuck in my head.
Bingo. So out of your head, into your body, put some music on, start jumping around, write a journal, get yourself into honest conversation and make the decision whether you're going to teach or not. And now we have to go because they're going to put a music on and tell me to go home. But Stacey, honest to God, my preference, if I was being pushy and telling you what to do, I'd say, honey, you got to go back to teaching. I know you don't want to. But that's where the money isn't, and that's where the passion is.
Okay.
Put that in your hat. Okay, you're listening to Deborah Silverman. We're on 11th. No, we're not. We're on Empower Radio, and we're talking about having fun when no one's looking. That's the job of this lifetime. You've got, listen, thank God we're Gemini, Milena. If you don't have the right internal dialogue in your thought process, this life can be so hard. All it takes is a shift from your mind and get up off the couch. So, all of you listening to the radio, get up now. I'm going to go outside right now and go for a walk and think about all of you and say thank you, Empower Radio. This has been a great show. I will be talking to you next week, the same time, same station. We have only a few seconds left. And then you know what happens? You have to get up and do what you want to do for yourself because no one can do it for you. Ha ha. I'm such a codependent. I want someone to come over right now and grab my hand and say, Deborah, I'm in love with you. Let's go to the moon and back. No, it's all about me and me all by myself. I got to grab my hand and go, Deb, you and I, let's go. Me, you, and the angels, because God and the angels are waiting for you. And Nate, as soon as you want to tell me to shut up, you just tell me. God and the angels are waiting for you to get up off the couch, put energy into your system and get moving. Next time, same station. See you next week on Empower Radio. Bye-bye. Get up, everybody. It's time to get up.